It's all about kindness, to be a human being first, you know? If I'm about to learn, to teach you something, it's not about sharing the knowledge, but I have to be authentic with you, not to be biased to my own thoughts and so on, you know? Authentic is important, kind is important, because we are missing this in current world we are living in.
Today, I have the pleasure to talk with Ahmad Abdelaziz, human being and founder of Halyan Talents Venture.
Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm really looking forward for our conversation. And I want to start with a question. What does I'm back mean for you?
Hey, first, thanks for having me today. Really excited to have this conversation with you. I'm back. What I know about I'm back, it's like a podcast from a human being to a human being, reflecting on human experiences for people who is returning to back after like a turning point in their lives. Like they laid off, they have an accident, someone like me, or had any turning point in their lives. I love everything that's a human being focused, you know? And this is what makes me excited about our conversation for today.
Changing career can be challenging. Do you have any advice for people who are changing career?
I'm not a career coach and telling this for much of people, but I believe like peer-to-peer reflection, a human being reflection, it's the amazing thing I can do. So from my own experience for shifting careers, or even starting a new career or being a fresh grad or something, just look for something that's aligned with you, something that you enjoy doing, you know? I spent 10 years doing much of things, but just doing because I love to work and I want to get paid and so on. But after 10 years, I'm building alien talents, just doing alien talents because it's something I believe in. I started with just a couple of words, reflecting ideas. By the time I find myself like, am I managing a project? Am I building a product? But all I know that I'm enjoying doing it, you know? It's like a quality time for me. If I'm doing Alien Talents 24/7, so I'm excited about it. I'm not burning out. I'm not exhausted. I'm not anything bad. Just because it's aligned with my purpose. So find something aligned with you. However, people you will work with, company that's selling a product or service you believe in and love it, and something that keeps you exciting. You know, this is the best thing you can help yourself with to do, to find your career or to switch a career, you know. This is so briefly, but I think from talking to many people about it, just find something that's aligned with you, aligned with your purpose, aligned with what you believe in, and something that makes you excited when you are doing it.
And you are creating something exciting and amazing. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, sure. So in 2023, I landed my first global remote job with a US-based startup and I got paid in USD and so on. Before this moment, I had a big dreams, you know, but it was like it's a miracle, spiral and so on. But by chance, I found a talent acquisition outside of Egypt reaching out to me. Hey, Ahmed, let's work together. We will pay you in USD, you're working from home and so on. And I got it. I started working in a specific moment. I was thinking about there are many people who are even smarter than me, you know, experiencing than me. And there are many people well graduate and so on. And they don't know about global remote working. Myself, when I started searching for global remote jobs, I experienced uncertainty. Like you will find a million job telling that we are hiring remotely, we are hiring worldwide, we are hiring across EMEA, much of companies, just a specific countries in Europe, you know. So I was thinking about why not to create something that's only focused for MENA people, for MENA talents, a remote job or something that anyone in Egypt or MENA region, when you click this job board, you will find a researched and validated and handpicked jobs that accepts people from MENA region. However, companies hiring directly from Egypt, hiring from MENA region, or hiring across EMEA or worldwide, but it's real worldwide and hiring across EMEA, you know. I think there is no one doing this somehow, and me and talents experiencing uncertainty and looking for clarity, you know? So I started thinking about why not to share jobs that I found on LinkedIn. Once I open LinkedIn, I find many jobs hiring remotely, paying in USD and so on. I was working as a salesperson, you know, so I know how to reach out to people and sell them the interest to reply and have a conversation with me. So I will be reaching out to Serena, talking to her about her company, open jobs within her company and so on. Build a real clarity, you know, a researched and validated jobs that really accepting people from MENA region. Same time, I needed to reflect on my own journey and experience and reflecting on other talents from Egypt or MENA region who already crashed or really found the career growth, wealth, and well-being, to learn from them how they started, reflecting on their human journey. I know everyone have a challenge and so on. And there are thousands of talents around thinking, oh, Ahmed has an easy journey. I had a difficult journey. I will not achieve what Ahmed achieved or so on. No, everyone going through something, you know. So besides sharing remote jobs, I have to reflect on my own journey, my own story, how I learned about this, how I learned about remote jobs and so on, reaching out to other people who did it, not just reflecting on Ahmed's journey. All it started with just sharing remote jobs and so on. But a day by day, I started to think about me, myself, when I save jobs to apply to, I forget something. I forget to follow up. I forget to apply. So why not to create a list to have all jobs in one place for me? And why not to everyone, you know? So I made a video using Loom and shared it with people on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Reddit, and so on. Hey, people thinking about creating a job board that's remote jobs paying in USD, for real, accepting people from Egypt and MENA, you know? And received a couple of feedback, comments, advices, and so on. Amazing thing I did, just executed on my idea, you know, not overthinking and procrastinating about this. And I created already my job board using Notion. It was terrible at first, but a day by day, reaching out to people and sharing about it, people found that, yes, he is doing something real and amazing. So people started reaching out to me and sharing feedback and comments. After 3 months, I found like, oh, I'm building something bigger, you know, the remote board is getting updated, getting like sharing much of many of remote jobs, and people love it. People applying to jobs, people getting interviews and so on. And the best thing, people is feeling okay now, you know. What I love about Alien Talents is not just sharing remote jobs, but when I like to someone like Serena, hey, Ahmed, I feel I'm okay now. I feel like the miracles inside my head, it's reality and we can do it, you know. This is the amazing thing I'm working on, to turn uncertainty into a victory, not just about remote jobs and getting paid in USD and so on. And it's related to the career shift and so on. After a couple of months, I found like, oh, am I making project management or am I making a product management? I was thinking about transitioning from sales to customer success because I love talking to people, helping people, but I don't love sales, you know. I worked many years in sales, but I love sales when I sell something I believe in and love it, you know. But in general, I don't like sales ever, you know. So when I was thinking about career shift, I was thinking about customer success. It's like sales, but in a different way. But working on Alien Talents, I found like, oh, I love doing it. I love doing it 24/7, you know. And starting with a remote job board, today we are building much more things. Like I'm thinking about Alien Talents as a human venture capital, you know. The venture capital is the place that invests in startups and entrepreneurs, mentoring them, sharing with them knowledge and giving them finances to build their startups. So why not to build a human venture capital? This human, Ahmed, is the person who will be, maybe will become an entrepreneur tomorrow or will be like a smart employee to help the startup grow and so on. So the human being is much important than, not more important than startups, but it's like the main asset to build the startups and build entrepreneurs for tomorrow, to build the startups and change the world, you know. So I'm thinking now about Alien Talents as a human venture capital. A human venture capital that's an AI driven, and we are acting like a functioning as a human venture capital. I want to invest knowledge, humanity, finances in the journey of unseen and underrepresented and emerging talents in MENA like me. I lived my whole life as an unseen talent somehow, you know. So I want to invest knowledge and humanity. How we are investing knowledge and humanity in people, I have big plans, but for now, building a community, authentic community of peers. And I mean it by saying authentic. What we are doing is a peer-to-peer mentorship and reflection. Ahmed has a real experience about learning, about experiencing uncertainty, about finding remote jobs, about learning a specific career or something. So I will be reflecting on my own journey. Serena will do the same. And this is a power, you know. I know the more experienced people will help you, but I believe in peer-to-peer superpower, you know. I will not just sharing the knowledge about learning product management. I will sharing about the uncertainty when shifting careers, the uncertainty landing your first role. So it's authentic community doing peer-to-peer mentorship and reflection. We share remote jobs. We talk even about how to find and where to search about remote jobs. I'm not just building the remote board. I believe in like sharing everything about it. Like we have a job board. You can find researched and validated jobs to apply to. Same time, you will learn how and where to find remote jobs. You know, I want to superpower people. And currently, we do like meetups like Random Thoughts. I know we have much of things inside our heads, so just come here and rant, vent about it. We have a job seeking hub to practice live about job seeking. You have the job board, you have videos about how and where to search, and we're doing this live together. If you have a question about remote employment, if you want to practice searching and applying for remote jobs, and it's not just about remote jobs. I'm thinking deeply, like it's all about consistency and self-discipline. Okay, I will learn now. I will teach you how to find remote jobs and how and where to find and search for remote jobs. But I believe like consistency and self-discipline are the real superpower for any human, you know? So I'm contributing to my mission and doing something different, like helping people to be more consistent and have the self-discipline behind. So you will not get the material and learning and resources. You will come with me to do it together live. So supporting each other live and instantly, same time you will find a commitment. You will be constant to have like a weekly session to go and search for remote jobs. I know people are lazy, you know. You will find anything you want to work on your stuff, but you will not do anything, you know. So I will make you responsible for this. You will be responsible to come and join a weekly meetup, a weekly session to search for remote jobs. By the time you will find yourself have the constant and self-discipline to do anything in your life, you know? So this is like what we are doing at Alien Talents so far. And we are building like, as a product manager now, because I admit it and I take the decision to shift to product management. So I'm taking courses and learning about product management. Same time, I'm executing with Alien Talents to practice what I'm learning about product management. So I'm building like tech tools and AI tools to help talents in MENA about job seeking, about remote working, about learning. And even currently, I'm thinking about Alien. Alien is the new product from Alien Talents, but it will take much time to work on this. It will be like your 24/7 AI personal mentor. You know, you will get a real personalized learning experience, because everywhere you find, hey, we will give you a personalized mentorship and so on, but it's not personalized at all, you know. But Alien, we have a deep plan and a deep concept about how to give everyone a real personalized learning experience, and this contributing to our mission about building a human venture capital.
This is so beautiful and so amazing. And the name is also super beautiful, Alien Talents. Can you explain why the name and the story behind the name?
Okay. I didn't know, but back to 2016, I had like my status in WhatsApp. It was like aliens are real. I feel it deeply inside my head and my heart, but I didn't know if aliens already existed or not. But it was like, for me, we are living in a tough world now, you know. Everything around us is bad and terrible and so on. And it's rare to find authentic and real people. So inside my head, I mean, alien is equal to a genuine people, authentic people, empathetic people, and so on. But recently playing with the ChatGPT, I said, hey, he knows everything about alien talents. So I asked him, how can we define alien? Like take everything about alien talents and transform it in a real meaning. So alien means A is standing for authentic, L for limitless, I for entrepreneur, the internal entrepreneur of something, E for empathetic, and N for the next gen. So it have a meaning now.
Amazing, amazing. And you mentioned many times that the focus of what you are building is more than a career hub. It's linked to kindness, humanity, empathy, etc. Why do you think it's so important, especially now, to have something that is more connected to kindness than just some resources about how to find a job?
Because we are missing this. It's from my personal experience, you know. I needed help. During years, I needed help. I reached out to people. But I don't care if you will help me or not, but I just want you to be kind and to be direct. hey, Celine, I want you to help me with this. All I want just, yes, Ahmed, I can help, or no, sorry, I can't help, you know. But I faced much of bad things, and it's obvious for every one of us that it's rare for real to find kindness, you know. So, yeah, and I believe, like, the real superpower and to help people, people not just want knowledge behind things. If you want to learn product management, for example, it's not just the knowledge, the academic knowledge behind product management, but you have to learn about the uncertainty behind shifting careers, challenges you will face during learning this. So it's all about kindness, to be a human being first. You know, if I'm about to learn to teach you something, it's not about sharing the knowledge. I have to be authentic with you, not to be biased to my own thoughts and so on, you know. So authentic is important. Being kind is important, because we are missing this in current world we are living in.
We are missing this. And what I'm seeing is that a lot of job seekers are really feeling alone and really feeling that they are getting rejected and rejected without compassion, without empathy, without feedback.
Exactly.
And so I was wondering, how can your community support or change this feeling that when you are doing job hunting, you are alone and it's going to be hard and it's going to be full of rejections or negative feedbacks?
Okay. So remember about the random thought meetup we are doing? We have a channel, I call it Random Thoughts on Slack. Anyone, anytime can come and just share about what they have in their mind, you know. And even when we are talking to each other, we have principles and values in the community to be kind to each other. Like your previous question about why I'm believing that kindness is more important for now, because people feeling alone, people feeling rejected, not rejected from a job they applied to, it reflects like I'm rejected from the whole world. I'm rejected for being a human being. I'm rejected for being here, you know. So we do meetups, we do activities. We have an open and safe space for everyone, to anyone, to come and share what they have in their mind, you know. Come and tell us what you feel, what you are going through. We will not reply to you with academic knowledge or steps to turn your rejection into acceptance and so on. We will show kindness. We will tell you that we have been there in this journey before and it's normal. We will share with you how can you handle these emotions, not to handle rejection in job application, just job applications, but how you can handle your emotions and your thoughts, you know. We learn it together. Like in Random Thoughts, we're not just venting and sharing about what we have inside our minds and so on. We even plan to learn how can we manage our well-being, our emotions and so on. So anyone, anytime can talk about what they have in their mind, what stops them to do what they are doing, not because they are missing the academic knowledge, but because they missing feeling accepted, they missing feeling valued, and so on.
You are also supporting Palestinian talents and talents from Gaza. Any advice for them?
I'm obsessed with Palestine, by the way. They are going through something so hard, you know. Maybe I don't have a specific advice, but when I talk to someone from Gaza, from Palestine, we can have an amazing discussion because I will listen to a specific things. Maybe I don't have a specific advice for now, but all I can do, like, I'm here, reach out to me anytime, whatever what you have in your mind, if you need help regarding your career or if you just want to vent and do something like Random Thought and so on. I already had a couple of amazing discussions with talents from Palestine, however they are still living there or came here to Egypt and so on. We talk about career. We listen to each other and share personal experiences and journey in life, not just about career, you know, about life even.
You were talking before about feeling unseen as a talent. And I feel that you are changing this because you are really seeing the talents, at least in your community. There is a lot of work to be done still.
Yes.
What is your hope for the future to help unseen talents to be more visible or more seen, heard, and this kind of things?
Okay, so my plan with Alien Talents to be branded to global startups, this is the decent and trusted community to hire people. I'm helping companies to hire the top 1% humanity, not just the top candidate. And I'm helping them to save 75% of candidate acquisition costs and time to hire, you know. So I'm helping companies to do this, to save money and save time and hire best people, best humanity. So this is the hook to come to Alien Talents on purpose, to hire people from Alien Talents. So if you feel unseen, if you feel unvalued, if you feel not accepted and so on, come join us as a talent. We will work together. And we are doing awesome work for startups. Not because I'm in love with the startups, but this is the play. This is the game, you know, to be the decent and trusted community and source to hire top humanity, save money, save time, and so on. And this is how we will really contribute to help people get employed faster, get jobs, and so on.
Any final advice for our listeners who maybe are coming back to work right now?
Okay, but sorry, I remembered something we already working on. It's called Alien Talents Marketplace. Alien Talents Marketplace is a program, okay, to work with a specific people, with the potential people who are unseen and so on, to brand them our own style, the alien style or their own style. If Selena wants to be branded a specific way, we will brand you this way. And if we are the trusted source for companies to hire people, so they will find people not just as CVs. We make a story from your own journey and story and so on. And that's it. Final advice to people, I say it 24/7, and I will keep saying it. Just be you, be genuine, be authentic. I know it's so hard around. It's so hard to find a job. It's so hard to learn. It's so hard to feel seen, valued, accepted, and so on. But just be you. Don't change yourself for anything. I struggled with this, but the only thing helped me for real, not just talking the talk, it's being me, you know, staying me. I know you will experience much of bad things around, and it will make you think about bad things or changing your values and so on. But no, what helped me for real, if you are seeing Ahmed now is an amazing person, if he is doing amazing work, if he have an amazing story and so on, this is because I'm staying me, you know, I'm trying to be genuine. I'm not saying even I'm authentic, but at least I'm trying to be authentic, you know, and this is the real thing that really helped me during my whole life.
Thank you so much, Ahmed, for this conversation.
Thank you. Really enjoyed this.
Thank you for listening to this conversation. Please feel free to share it. And you can find all the podcast episodes on imback.work.